Got it. Watch you have to yell at
Whoa.
us. Hey, well, coming at you, everybody. I'm getting a text in from backstage with the Tonys. Like, Skyler texted me back.
Texted you back. He didn't text me back when I texted him before.
Really?
Real nice.
Yeah.
Tell him I said I'm mad at him for not.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. We are going to discuss wrestling, but a friend of the show, Skyler Pitch. Perfect, Mr. Aston. I said that wrong. Skyler Pitch. Wait, why?
Kind of, no, you said it right.
What? What did I say?
All right, I got to take this cowboy hat off. I mean, it's
Mr. Pitch Perfect, Skyler. Yeah, I did say it right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, anyway. You said Skyler Pitch Perfect, Mr. Aston. Don't
Skyler
think that's right.
Pitch Perfect, Mr. Aston. No, it's, yeah, Skyler, it's. Pitch Mr. Perfect. Yeah, okay.
Skylar asked it.
Yeah, Skylar Pitch Mr. Perfect ass. Oh wow, my brains. This is where we're starting.
Is he officially an ass boy with that name?
What do you
mean?
He's one
of the ass boys. He's one of the ass boys, right? I have a feeling
from Billy Gunn?
Yeah.
He's an ass man. Okay. He had a bar mitzvah.
He's an ass 10.
Congrats to Skyler, friend of the show, for a great performance at the Tonys.
Just crushed it. Like, yeah. Literally crushed it.
He's a tremendous talent. This guy is one of those people who can sing in general, but Skyler in particular, because he's such a, you know, he's a Broadway caliber singer. Mm-hmm. It's they're like aliens that walk amongst us. You know,
100% aliens. Right? Yeah, we don't just. Yeah, I'll never know that level of talent. Like, it's insane.
Like, it just singing. Like, just singing is such a specific talent. Like, that you're. You know, I don't know. I guess you're born with it. I don't know. Arguably, I guess you can perfect it. I don't know. Whatever, you can nurture that talent, I'm sure. But you know, when you hang out with somebody who could sing, you know, you could just not even know. You know what I mean? You could not even know this. Anyway.
Ah, there we go. I had to get a pillow. I'm in like this Airbnb in the chair.
In an Airbnb. We're getting a dog party in here. Uh-oh, all right, everybody. This podcast is off the rails today.
Alrighty.
Tulo. Comedians Wrestling Podcast, everybody. Support us. Patreon.com/comedians wrestling. If you haven't listened to our last episode, I think that to be one of our most fun bonus apps, I believe.
We went from not recording at all to having a phone call for 20 minutes, being like, we should have recorded, to recording for an hour.
Yes. And are the dogs staying in or out? The dogs are in the studio or not? Okay. Thank you. Anyway, it's episode me discussing doing stand-up for like a significant amount of the AEW roster, and talking about that experience is a great time. You can see some of the pictures on my Instagram at Dan Black Attack, but support the podcast, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Anyway, Nick Tulo, you're in Dallas doing some work, and you're reliving WrestleMania. You went back because you didn't have enough. You thought it was too stupendous to not just revisit a couple months later. Are you feeling some of the stupendousness?
Oh, it's definitely. I think honestly, WrestleMania came and left a little bit of the stupendous behind for Dallas. You know,
yo, I'm excited to talk about wrestling today. I know that's probably not need to be said, but I just what an interesting a lot of interesting text flying around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I'll let you kick it off if you want. I mean, where are you gonna go?
I almost feel like it's sacrilegious for the supermarket to say that he feels a little overwhelmed with the amount of wrestling that's going on, but
it's nonetheless, it's how you feel.
Yeah. Adrenaline in my soul,
something, something, Cody Rhodes. You know, I gotta say, I'm almost happy Cody got hurt because I could use a breather. You know what I mean? Like, he was a little breather right now. Listen. I'm debating where to begin, you know? But I think we got to go and discuss Forbidden Door first, right? We got to talk about the state of AEW. Let's put it that way. How about that?
Yeah.
I would like to say that I'm feeling, now, this is not just my opinion. We'll get into my opinion. But I am feeling there's definitely a
buyer's remorse almost.
There's a feel. I see it on my Facebook, right? So I've said this before. I'm a member of like all these jabroni Facebook wrestling groups, right? People's opinions, they blow my mind. I should probably, I text them to you guys sometimes, but I don't document them on the show because I don't want to bog down the show too much. But people's opinions are like, they're so dumb. I don't even know what else to say. Sometimes they're so dumb. There's also sometimes they're just so, do you live on planet Earth? You know, like, I'm not sure, but.
Did you see the article I sent you that was published in the Wall Street Journal, like about how marijuana is linked to the high rise in crime? And I almost fucking, I snapped. It broke me, man. It broke me. Maybe she has a point.
What'd she say?
She said, this woman wrote an article that was published in the Wall Street Journal. I sent it to you, that says that there's a possible connection between the high rate in crime that's going on right now and the use of marijuana.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I saw that. I was like half sleeping when you said that.
And she cites four mass shootings, and four of those mass shooters were people who used marijuana.
All right. Well, that's just insane.
Okay, so we're just talking. I just want to give the most extreme example.
You're trying to set the stage.
I set the stage, okay? I set the most extreme example of how ridiculous people can be with what they say. And guess what? That doesn't apply to wrestling, so let's go.
No, it doesn't.
Because I have some ridiculous things to say.
So.
And I have a feeling you do, too.
I do. So, look, there's a lot of jabroni takes out there, you know? Like one here. Here's the most weird take I saw. Someone said Cody got hurt on purpose. Okay, that was the one I read. Some guy wrote it. He said Cody got hurt on purpose because he knew he was going to win the Money in the Bank, and he doesn't have any creative control anymore. And so he thought, if I hurt myself, then that I wouldn't have to do that because winning the Money in the Bank was not the way he wanted to go.
I'm mad you're fucking saying this to me right now.
That was the one I read that I almost sent to you guys. And I was like, I'm not going to waste your time because I'm too busy sending you guys the worst Star Wars memes that I come across.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. The worst.
You guys don't even respond to them anymore. Uh-huh. Even though I'm sending them that they're bad. Sometimes Aaron will pop in and just be like, this is the worst thing I ever seen.
Our Cal group chat has now become a dark, deep void to send text messages to that no one's going to respond to, but it's a safe space to kind of just say the things that you need about wrestling or weird things that make you laugh. And someone might respond, someone might not.
You don't know.
But it feels good to get it out.
It feels so good. And that's the thing. Now, all right, so like those are the takes I see. But my point is, I'm still kind of in touch with the streets of the pro wrestling community, and it feels like people have some shit. People are starting to sour a little bit on AEW. Mm. Is that fair to say?
I wouldn't say sour, but I think there's valid points that can be made that can prove that AEW's not where it was, and it's kind of crazy to say.
How about this, Tula?
Yeah,
I'll put it this way: soured is too far. How about this? But the honeymoon phase seems to be over, even with the IWC.
Yeah, there's like, yep.
Does that feel fair to say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Internet wrestling community, for people who don't know what that is. I didn't mean to interrupt your point, but I was like, I soured was too far.
No, and it's crazy because it's this wild time, something that I've been like clamoring for a really long time, which is NJPW getting involved. But now there's also ROH involved, and it should be this like joyous time. And it's like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I am almost like caught up and lost in the matrix of the forbidden door, so to say. Like, it, I feel like this should be massive, and it's not giving me that feel at all, which it originally did, and something that I thought. But I think one of the major points is there's no Kenny, there's no Cody. The Bucks haven't even talked about the forbidden door.
Right.
And I think the major point, and I'll turn this over to you after this, is I sent you the link to the AEW roster, and I just like scrolled through that thing, and I'm like, Moxley, cool. Yeah, like Hangman, pretty cool. But like going through, I was like, what? Like, I, all the fun that I used to have, those guys, like Orange Cassidy's and like all that stuff that made AEW unique and fun, has been like, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's weird that they let Janela go, you know?
They never used him.
And they didn't do much with him. I was thinking about that. But look, I think, All right.
Fired up. I just drank a cup of coffee.
Forbidden Door, the pay-per-view, okay, is I think what's going on is AEW seems to be in this place where they're becoming not really an effective television program. That's how I feel about it. Where, and it's all fixable, by the way. I'm still a huge AEW mark, mm-hmm. you know. They're not, because they rely on a couple of guys to be actual TV talents, and then those guys shit on how everybody else is not a good TV talent, mm-hmm. like the MJFs, the Jerichos, right? They go on the microphone and just call out these other guys, and then those guys do nothing to correct their behavior, and Tony mm-hmm. Khan does nothing to correct the show. He doesn't hire writers. He makes markier and markier decisions that have been pushing the AEW product into more of a parody of itself. Like, and also, More interestingly enough, he's proving like MJF's point and Cody's point. Like Cody leaving, it's like, oh, I see. It's like, yeah, that wasn't a mistake at all. That was the correct move, right?
Yeah.
Right? And the same thing with MJF, where he's like, oh, Tony Khan's a mark. And then I just keep going like, he just keeps, he's adding titles. There's no effective storytelling for how ROH plays into AEW, right? So it's like, how different is that from when NXT was folded in, you know? They just come out with the titles, and then even, and you know, I would argue that NXT factored into the WWE main roster at a time for a small window more effectively than ROH has in AEW, in terms of clarity, at least, you know?
We're shining examples of that. Does anybody care about Jay Lethal and that Satnam Singh guy? Like, no. Right? Like,
no. And then to
and on that's top of taking that, up time. That's taking up time away from the stuff that we loved about AEW, you know?
Now, like, let's address all of it, right? Where it's like, just if you want to have this thing Forbidden Door, just having a pay-per-view where it's New Japan versus AEW, that's really cool. But it's very, very, very important to get people invested in it, in the stories and the build, like any other pay-per-view, or else it's just like, oh, that was cool. Like, that was a cool idea, you know? Mm-hmm. And there seems to be no real storytelling going into Forbidden Door really at all. Is there any? I mean, except for CM Punk's injury, does that count as a story?
Well, there is history with Moxley and Tanahashi. I remember Mox called him out like a while ago, and they played it as like Tanahashi was ducking him. So I guess this kind of is the culmination of that, right? But other than that, I mean, yeah, I mean, Will Ospreay and his guys showed up, so it seems like that's going to be something. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it should be bigger. And honestly, I think the missing elements are really not having Kenny, that like is just feels like a miss here, like
right.
The biggest miss. And I expect him to show up Don't get me wrong. Maybe as a mystery opponent or after a match, but
him not being
like Jay White cuts this promo
2 weeks away.
Yeah, right. So did you see Jay White's promo?
I didn't see the Jay White promo. Right. I literally just saw
last night
that Okada honestly dropped the title.
Dan Black.
Yeah.
I think you should look up the Jay White promo, find it and play it, and we can listen to it live, because I think he honestly kind of justifies a lot of it, like of saying what this is. And like Kenny not being around is like the huge missing element. It's the he is the NJPW defactor. He put that company on its back, on his back, and he like fucking was that superstar. He was ready. He had tables on the offers from all companies, and him not being here for this really sucks. And that's why when it was really thriving and Kenny was around, the Bucks were thriving. That's when this really made sense. All right.
Well, I don't know if this is going to be the promo, but this is him winning.
Need the post, the promo, press conference promo. Just type in Jay White on Twitter or something.
I mean, Jay White's always pretty good in those press conferences. I got Jay Wright, who seems to be some kind of basketball coach.
Yes, for the Villanova Wildcats. Right. Who I believe just retired out of nowhere.
No, here, where the fuck is Jay White? Man, this is like another. But the other thing about like New Japan stuff is like then and then.
I'll send you a link. Go, you go. Talking.
Well, I'm finding the match. I keep stuff that's the match.
Right, anyway. I got you.
Can you play it?
No, I can't. But I'll send it to you.
Oh, here it is. I think this is it.
You got it or no?
Let's see. Here we go. Is this it?
You don't have without me, because without me beating. This is why I say I'm the catalyst of professional wrestling, because without me, you don't even get AEW. Everything you've all come to enjoy and love and cherish over the past few years, you don't have without me, because without me beating Kenny Omega. Maybe he doesn't run away. Maybe he doesn't run away and take his success and fame with the Young Bucks and create All Elite Wrestling.
In my opinion, this was a very refreshing.
Oh my god, Dan! Oh my god!
Yo, I thought that I scrolled past that and they would show the whole thing. Yo, the press conference. This is New Japan's fault, by the way. I should be able to go to YouTube, write Jay White press conference, and it should be the first thing I see. All right, it's not. I'm seeing Okada. Well, maybe.
That's coming to the switch.
This is 4 years ago. No.
Can I send it to you?
You find it. Find it. Yeah, send it to me. But you're going to how you finding it? Twitter?
Yeah, because I posted about it today.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be on YouTube?
No. No, you don't look up like little clips on YouTube. Like
I want to. I don't want a little clip, though. I wanted the full thing. No?
Yeah, you get that on Twitter. That people don't upload stuff like that to YouTube that quickly. It's always shit like after.
All right. Well, I saw a little piece of it, and I see what he's saying. He's saying, like, yo, I laid the groundwork, right?
Yeah, here. I'm sending it to you right now.
I'm going on your Twitter, okay?
Fucking stressing me out, bro. You going on my Twitter now?
I'm on your Twitter. I don't see shit on your Twitter.
What are you talking about?
Here you go. If you're referring to it. Oh, this is you posting about the weed thing.
Yeah.
Here's Zack Sabre Jr. calling out Brian Danielson.
Oh, I'm talking about you, sis pricks. Ah, yeah, I've got a bone to pick with you guys. Huh?
Sent right you. Below it, the next one.
Last week, after Budokan.
This is actually pretty cool,
too. I was
trying
to be nice and subtle. I hummed the theme to Final Countdown, very beautifully. But I changed the lyrics. Are we heading to Venus? But I changed it to, are we heading to Chicago? Presumably because I've got the voice of an angel. You bastards edited it out, didn't you? So, no more time for subtlety. American Dragon. Old Dragon Box. Can you take some time out your busy golfing schedule with the Blackpool Country Club
to find out
who the best technical wrestler in the world is? But I'll tell you now, darling. It's fucking me.
Okay.
Messy, that goes to you as well, Hangman. You think you're the shit now because you had to run off? Have your friends create a new company for you because you could shine there? Because you couldn't fucking shine here. You want me to remind you? Singles.
I love all the cursing in New Japan.
No. Bought it from the beginning, bro.
I love the cursing in New Japan.
This promo is amazing. It might be the promo of the year, man. Messy,
that goes to you as well, Hangman. You think you're the shit now because you had to run off? Have your friends create a new company for you because you could shine there? Because you couldn't fucking shine here. You want me to remind you? Singles action. 2-0 to the motherfucking switchblade. And that zero is never going to change. Never. And Adam Cole, congratulations on the Owen Hart Invitational Championship, buddy. Very, very proud of you. We got Forbidden Door coming up, boys.
Whoa!
We have any thoughts on that, Nutter? Let's throw it to Bullet Club. Any thoughts on Forbidden Door, boys?
Is anybody from AEW anywhere near the Switchblade's level? Answer yes or no.
No.
Is anybody in AEW near the Good Brothers level?
Yes.
Hell no.
Is anybody in AEW anywhere on any of the Bullet Club's level? AEW, bring on your best. You think we give a shit?
Nope.
Look at the way that you guys look up to a guy like Okada. Hell, let's throw Kenny in there. Nothing personal against Kenny. But if we go back a little history lesson, I took that IWGP United States Championship from him. And then what did he do? He left. This is why I say I'm the catalyst of professional wrestling, because without me, you don't even get AEW. Everything you've all come to enjoy and love and cherish over the past few years, you don't have without me, because without me beating Kenny Omega, maybe he doesn't run away. Maybe he doesn't run away and take his success and fame with the Young Bucks and create All Elite Wrestling. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. If he doesn't do that, you get no unscripted violence. You get no shocking return of Bryan Danielson. You get no long-awaited return of CM Punk. You get no heartwarming, long-awaited triumph for Hangman Page. You get no Britt Baker, DMD. They would still be here because they were here before, but you motherfuckers, you were nothing before. That's why you had to run off, because without me, there's also no, hey, maybe no Adam Cole, baby. He'd still be sitting somewhere else, wasting away. So, AEW fans, wrestlers, all of you, you are welcome.
Okay, so, all right. So, yeah, I like that promo a lot. I mean, Jay White, I dig his promos. I mean, his accent is dope. Let's put it like that. I love his cursing. And also, I like that he's got the stats to back it up, you know? It is interesting, you know? But the thing is, you know, I think, I before we get into it, I want to read you that thing I sent you from dude posted on Facebook, and he said,
had a great reply to this too.
Seems to be a lot of disappointment how the Forbidden Door card is shaping up. I can't say I entirely disagree. Danny Risner wrote this, so I think it's in the Cow Facebook group, right? The problem in running cross promotional events is nobody wants their guy to lose. Tony Khan doesn't want Mox or Danielson to take an L, and New Japan doesn't want Okada or Jay White to. Almost every match will be predictable. Okay,
I don't understand how that happened. How would you say that's predictable? Because the champion's just going to win.
Well, they're saying, you know what I mean, because it's like, dude, back in the day they did a DC versus Marvel, you know, and I remember as a kid being like, what you want to see, God, who did it? You wanted to see like Batman, you know, versus like, I don't know, who's the biggest Marvel guy? Who's like the biggest Marvel guy?
Fucking Iron Man.
Iron Man wasn't Captain the biggest America. Guy except for the movies. You know what I mean? I would think it would be like Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man.
I think it'd be Batman. Like, here, let's see.
Wolverine.
This DC. I'm deep in Wikipedia for you people today. Just not entertaining, but it's whatever. Here we go. So I remember when those came out when I was a kid, and they were like a huge deal. And the matchups were not. A lot of times you'd be like, "Eh, it's not what you wanted to see," you know. And that is true because you. And I remember even as a kid, we're like, "Well, because you don't want to see, you don't want, you can't." Here. It was like Superman versus the Hulk. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, Superman versus the Hulk, where you're like, I don't know, you know. But they did do Spider-Man versus Superboy, you know. And here's this, I think I'm looking.
Where are you going?
Batman versus Captain Marvel. No, versus Captain America. So, yeah, Wolverine versus Lobo. That was pretty cool.
I honestly have no idea where you're going with this one.
I remember
you kind of just took a Batman detour.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I didn't mean to. Shit. Obligatory Batman detour. Sorry about that, guys. All right, I need to queue it up. This new phone doesn't fucking queue it up like I want. But anyway, the point is that, yeah, I think there is some validity to that. Because my point is that, yeah, Jay White cutting that promo, but I can't help but think that they didn't want Okada to defend the title, right? They're falling into matches that we've seen already for Forbidden Door, right?
Well, nobody fucking cares, though. That's the point. Like, just build it up the right way. Why is it this? Like, who cares? It's professional fucking wrestling.
All right.
If someone was to win a title, they can just have another match another day and that person can win it right back. Book a fucking dope-ass pay-per-view with crazy shit.
Okay.
And trust me, it's best for everybody. Stop worrying about who wants what. These fucking marks. Like, just book a fucking awesome show. It's all right there for you. Like...
Right, but here's my thing. Yeah, I agree with you because you're like, but you know these companies, they're, you know, there's money involved. So they're like, if Okada loses to Danielson, that's like a WWE guy beating the top Japanese wrestler, you know?
Come on, bro.
They care about the shit. I'm telling you, they do. You don't think they care? And then you can't schmoz it all up, you know? The interesting thing, though, is like, all right, so Moxley Tanahashi, right? That match has happened like a bunch of times already, right?
Has it? I don't know. I thought the history was that like they never actually wrestled each other.
I thought that match happened.
All right, Wikipedia.
God. The point is, shouldn't we know all this shit? Like I'm saying, I don't watch New Japan that closely, right? And neither does MJF, you know? And neither does a lot of wrestling fans, right? Like, we watch WWE, we watch AEW. Like, that's enough. It's a lot of hours of television.
Mm-hmm.
I should know more about this history, like, going into these shows, right?
Well, that's, you know.
Like, set up this pay-per-view. Like,
you're right.
Right?
Uh-huh, 100%. You're right with that, too. Like, you can't just
assume why am I Googling all this shit? I shouldn't have to do this work when I'm giving you 2 hours of my time, 3 hours of my time a week, right?
Yeah. You're 100%. This is a very, very good point.
I just realized, why am I so unprepared right now? It's like, because this product's not preparing me. You know what I mean? It's not as a
And
TV
you can't
show.
Just assume because people watch wrestling that they know everything about NGPW too. Like I know why Zack Sabre Jr. versus Bryan Danielson would be a great match, you know?
Yeah. But my point is this, is that Moxie lost it. Hold on. No, not because he's going to release. So just Moxie remained incredibly. I just want to see if Moxie ever wrestled Tanahashi. Moxie has.
How do we get John Cena to shop this?
My point is this, is that it's what I said about this pay-per-view from the beginning, is that the line between AEW and New Japan is very blurred to begin with. Like Moxie was literally a champion of New Japan on AEW television. Has defended a title. I think he even lost the title on
to
a title.
Lance Archer.
To Lance Archer, right?
I was there. I was in the crowd live for that, actually, when that Death Match in, I think, in Austin. Oh, no, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Right, and then Tanahashi won the title off of Lance Archer in front of me in L.A.
Come on.
I'm serious.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Wait, what are the odds of that? It's fucking insane.
By the way, this is overdue, but.
I got it now. Hold on, I know what happened. Just happened. Tanahashi's in the way.
Yeah. So anyway, the point is that John Moxley,
that's wild,
wrestling, not to mention John Moxley, I still see John Moxley a little bit as a WWE guy. So to when you say he's like Forbidden Door, it's like Jon Moxley, and he did say this in his promo where he's like, I am the Forbidden Door, you know? He did say that, which I dug. These lines are so blurred that this Forbidden Door pay-per-view is not really, you have no, it's not set up at all well.
I have a very interesting question for you. Still with it, but does Cody going to WWE completely allow like a John Cena showing up in an AEW, like at a pay-per-view like this, like the Forbidden Door? Like if there was ever a place for John Cena to show up for a spot, this would be it, right?
I mean, he contractually can. He's still a WWE guy, right?
Is he? Is he like in a WWE contract right now?
Yeah. He's got a contract. He's on Raw in 2 weeks from tomorrow. He's already going to be on Raw on the 27th.
What about like Brock Lesnar? Is Brock Lesnar in a contract right now?
Yeah, of course. Dude, Paige was on a contract until like yesterday. She hasn't been, like these guys are like employees of a company that, you know? Yeah.
I would love for someone to sit me down and like go through some, like a Brock Lesnar's contract and then like a Mustafa Ali's contract. And I just want to see how they both operate.
Yeah, one is like 5,000 pages, and then one is like 2 pages.
And probably the Brock's one is shorter.
That could be true. I could see
like, that. Could pay me $1 million every time I show up. Pay me $100,000 every month.
Anyway, I'm not trying to be too negative about something that's cool, but I can't help but shake this feeling that that like Moxley versus Tanahashi is not a, it doesn't feel as forbidden dory as my brain would want, right?
Would you say it feels more hunky dory?
It feels a little bit more hunky dory. 100%. It's a little bit more hunky dory. So let's call that, because they are two honks. Mm-hmm. And so I do think, yeah, like I can think of so much. My brain is almost like, okay. Like Daniel Bryan versus Zack Sabre Jr., it feels a little bit like a Forbidden Door match. Like that match to me is actually epitomizes what this pay-per-view is. Now, it's a match that people would expect that I would have a problem with. And I do in the sense that like Danielson Okada is the match everybody wants to see. Like this match, this would be the biggest match in all of the whole year. No question. Right?
Yeah, you know, I guess
that's
so.
That's truly a match we never thought we would see. Right?
True.
So to me, that's a match or whatever. But the crossover of AEW New Japan, which just speaks to Jay White's point, is so blurred that like Okada versus Kenny Omega is a match that we've seen a lot of times. Like, you know what I mean? That's not really a Forbidden Door match. So the matches have to be like kind of WWE. And that's why I think they're going with Moxley. But Moxley is been, you know, I see him as a New Japan guy also, you know? Mm. So I don't know. And then if the match is going to be, then they're going Jay White versus Hangman, right? It looks like they're going to go Jay White versus Hangman versus Cole, maybe something like that.
Feeling that's what that's going to be.
Those guys all wrestled each other like yesterday. They're like two Bullet Club guys, three Bullet Club guys, right?
Yeah,
those literally three Bullet Club guys.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, there's not like, you know, there's not much of a Forbidden Door there. I really, if I were them with this pay per view, and especially if they wanted to have no real good storytelling with it, you know. Then book it like Malakai Tanahashi. Book it like where you're like, oh, wow, these are matches that like I really never thought I would see.
I got to imagine that the Bucks are probably going to win that ladder match to have the title. So they'll have a match against whoever. At
Good Brothers?
Door, probably.
That, like those guys we've seen hang out on AEW TV many times. You know,
I don't know.
Those are all Bullet Club guys. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the Forbidden Door is a bit of a it's tricky. So to me, the most exciting guy for me to show up in AEW was Ospreay. The three guys, it's the guys who are like true New Japan guys, which is like I'll throw Jay White in there. Jay White. So it's four. Jay White.
I like
Ospreay.
How you like. You're doing him a favor by throwing him in there. Dude.
No, the only reason I didn't want to throw him in there is because he's been on Dynamite a couple times. Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah, so it's like he's been on AEW before, you know? So it's not like crazy, crazy to see him there. And he had a really shitty debut. Remember? It was just like him backstage.
Also, Noah Bushi involved too, man. I'm just thinking about that.
It's Kota Bushi, but he's like kind of falling out with the company, right?
Well, that could be something interesting where maybe he shows up and ends up joining AEW or something. Or maybe him and Kenny show up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So Kenny versus Kota Bushi is the match people will go insane for.
Yeah, but that also, you're just going back to your point of how many times have we seen that, right?
I know, but I'm thinking maybe
they show up as a tag team and then that's who the fucking.
But then the Forbidden Door is not, whatever. I don't know. It's because it's whatever. I'm saying Okada, the four are Jay White, Kota Ibushi, Ospreay, and Okada, right? Because it's like the other guys I think of, like Suzuki and Ishii, like those guys have all wrestled on Dynamite, you know?
Sure.
So not that that necessarily matters.
Well, Ospreay just wrestled on Rampage too, so.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. So Ospreay showing up I thought was awesome, but man, I don't know if this is my favorite use of Will Ospreay for this Forbidden Door. Am I wrong? Like, I thought he would have, like, what would you do with him? I would make it like Darby Ospreay, right?
I was thinking just Dante Martin.
Dante, yes, I'm sorry, not perfect. Dante Ospreay is like, I would jizz my pants. Open the show with that, right?
And it's a U.S. title match too, because Ospreay has that title. Because Juice Robinson's injured, so he has that. So it's like, that's a dope match. Like, what this should be is like a strategy. Like, it should be like, all right, who do you got for Will Ospreay? Tony should be like back there. Like,
yeah,
who's the best person to face Will Ospreay? You know. And then he has people vying for him. Dante, he picks Dante because he's the best high flyer in the company, right? You know, like, that's what this should be. We're not getting any of that. We're just getting like little people bickering about what the matches should be and who should end up winning. Like, no.
Yeah, because the reality of the situation, if you want to know what's up, and it
should be like Survivor Series.
There should be writers. Like, Tony Khan, with all of his money, should be hiring writers. Like, they can't do it alone. Like, they do too much. They need a little bit of somebody to, like, get them there. Now, they're good at pointing out, like, why I'm better than you and you owe me and all that shit. But then that ends up all it being. It's just smoke blowing as opposed to storytelling. Listen, I don't know, it's just a little.
I'm not saying they should hire us, but, like, look how easy it was for us to just start brainstorming and spitballing things. Boom. All right. This is how we make fucking Forbidden Door work. It's got to be NJPW versus AEW. We go back and forth, pick a wrestler. That person gets to pick who they want to face for. Pick a match. All right, I want House of Black. Who do you got? House of Terror. You know, like what I'm saying? Like, and that's how it should be built up. Yeah. There should be a pride thing for your company. There's the titles are on the line. There's a possibility of titles changing hands where AEW wrestlers can hold a fucking NJPW title and an NJPW title wrestler can hold an AEW title. Like, it's right there.
So here's the deal.
Boom.
Tanahashi.
Baby.
Can Tanahashi win the AEW championship?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
and then have they done enough for us to care about, like for an American audience to care about him? I mean, we all know he's a huge deal, but I'm saying, I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I don't think
him beating Moxley would be kind of crazy.
Here, Tanahashi, they wrestled at Capital Collision. In a four-way match. It was Robinson.
Right,
Tanahashi,
that was for
Ospreay,
the U.S.
For the
Robinson
U.S.
won.
Title. Yeah. So they have clashed before. Tanahashi
not
versus Moxley. Here we go. I don't see any proof of them wrestling. One,
yeah, I think that was the whole thing, too. I think that's like the whole Moxley.
So, anyway, all I'm saying is let's enjoy it, but it's definitely not the thing that I think people are definitely a little bit disappointed with how this is not feel like some crazy clash. And I think that comes from storytelling. Like, ultimately, I shouldn't even – the fact that I'm saying, like, How many times in WWE have you seen a match that you've seen a million times before, but they almost trick you that it never happened because this one's so much more important?
Every week.
Literally, like every week, like thousands of times. But they do that by telling a story, right? And so this needed to be Tony Khan coming out, the owners of New Japan coming out, and setting some kind of like thing where there's stakes to this. There's money to be made. Maybe just make it as simple as money, right? Like make it. That's what I would do. Is
money
like,
and titles. It's right there.
Like, hey, put your money on the line. Like, and this is that. Yeah, money and titles. That's it. And then, you know, just being like, you know, having Tony talk to Moxley and just be like, look, I need you to bring that title. That title can't go to Japan because it's like, you know, how much market share we'll lose if our title goes over there. We'll lose advertisers. Like, just say anything, right? But instead, this is just like AEW wouldn't even exist. It's just all a little bit fucking base. Like, you're ahead of it. You know what I'm saying? You're ahead
you're
of
just
it.
Too fucking good at
it. And it's like, and like at the bottom, at the end of the day, it makes MJF's promo seem like, yeah, he is too good to be here. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's sorry, he's doing work that's on another level than what else is happening here. Now, look, I know I'm being like all negative about it. This pay-per-view is gonna be fucking sick. I enjoy every fucking Dynamite, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the two things that I've seen lately have been people saying that Forbidden Door lead up has been disappointing and these matchups are not what people were, not the fan fiction they wanted. And then number two is that AEW is losing their way with the amount of titles they're throwing in our face. And boy, oh boy, I can't help but agree. I mean, I said from the start, I'm not even sure the point of the TNT title, right? Like, let's just take a step back. Like, I was a little bit like, do you need a TNT and a TBS title? Like, especially in the women's division, no offense to the women, it's just, is that division built up strong enough to have two titles?
And sure doesn't look like that now. I mean, it should be with the talent that they have, but that's on AEW for not properly giving it, because I mean, you don't have to look much further than Thunder Rosa, who's an incredible talent that has absolutely had like just a very, very mediocre title run here. And that has nothing to do with her. That has everything to do with the builds and the storylines she's gave her. So like, yeah, like I'm actually enjoying the Jade stuff now. And I think that has everything to do with Jade, you know, and what they built.
Yeah.
But I'm not really excited about anybody that's, I mean, yeah, sure, Chris Statt, but like they're not building up Chris Statt. That she's getting over on her own. That's the crowd determining that they want that Chris Statt is over, not, you know,
well,
like
they just stopped having her like do a really confusing gimmick and just become a badass mom.
Yeah, right? She's definitely the badass mom right now.
Yeah, and like, but yeah, like, so I guess my point is really just that, like this Atlantic title. First off, Cole's walking around holding the Owen Hart Invitational Tournament title. And,
what a
and
stupid,
Jay White,
stupid idea.
In that promo, Jay White,
yeah,
he couldn't even help but make – I don't even think he was trying to make fun of it. It just he said it, and it was just – everyone was like, yeah, that's stupid. It's the same for all the – everyone being like Tony Khan, for all the stuff that Tony Khan has done, right? He gave out a title that is the equivalent – of the greatest Royal Rumble title that fucking Strowman still says he's the longest champion.
He's never,
right?
It's not like he's going to defend that title. So why is it a title? It should be a trophy.
It should have been a trophy or just a Statlander, folks. You know what I mean? It lands you some stats. Just a stat, right? Like when it comes up, the winner of that, just like King of the Ring or whatever. You know what I mean? And Cole can use it to just be like, hey, that's my record. Yeah, sure, I'm coming off a loss, but look, I won that tournament, so I should move his status up in the company, you know? And that would be fine. But
yeah,
they're doing so much stuff in AEW where I noticed it, the announcers are doing so much heavy lifting, be like, that's Will Ospreay. Here's who he is. Here's why this is important, and this is that. Yeah. And you're like, he should say that. Or set a package up, or you know what I mean? Like, give me a moment where, like, you take the time, the TV time, to establish why this is important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, for all the shit everyone gave WWE, it was like, because they'd be like, oh, the top of the show is 20 minutes of promo, you know? At least they would try to set something up and talk about last week and how last week relates to this week and where I'm at mentally and this and that, you know, and you know, and you hear from management, how's management feeling about what's going on, and it helped, you know. And so I don't know, I don't understand how Tony Khan can be like this much of a figure but almost 0% of a character. And I think it's a mistake. He's such a big part of pro wrestling right now that like he kind of needs to be heard and seen from way more.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Except for he can't just come out and just take the glory of like announcing these things, you know, like, oh, yeah. I'm doing this thing. It's, I don't know. There's story to be had. So I don't know. It's just, I think it's just a style thing because right now WWE is running circles around AEW.
Well, I think
when it comes to not as a total product, but I'm saying in terms of like, the story and stuff, you know, like people are gonna, you cannot deny that the Riddle Orton stuff, that's long term thing, you know. The Bloodline stuff, the Cody Seth stuff, they got some good shit going on there, you know.
And but I will say this: as soon as like right after Hell in a Cell, once Cody was injured, I'm like, all right, what's left for me here?
Well, that's another conversation.
Because I did not watch Raw and I did not watch SmackDown. And honestly, I don't. Only thing I knew about Raw that I ended up going back and watching was. No, not even that. Was Seth attacking Cody. And that's it. That's all I know that happened. So immediately, I'm already like checked out of WWE with Cody being gone because he was getting me to tune in. For sure. And Roman.
Well, also Roman's and gone Roman's, and Brock's gone. So.
I mean, and Roman's not even in the picture anymore too. And he's the fucking champ. So I don't know what the fuck they're doing over there.
Well, Cena's back in 2 weeks.
Is he really?
Yep. Cena's back on the 27th. He'll be on Raw. Book for Raw. Cena.
He's going to be. Yeah. But he's going to fucking wrestle Austin Theory.
Here he said he's to celebrate his 20 year anniversary. That's why he's coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 100% going to beat the shit out of Austin Theory.
In Laredo, Texas. I mean, pretty cool, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where's Laredo compared to you? What are you starting to Google? So what I'm saying is that Cena.
What arena?
I don't know. Look where Raw is.
You had it right in front of you.
No, it's not showing me that because I'm looking at an article.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be in Austin. SmackDown's going to be in Austin, like I think the 29th.
It's at the Sames Auto Arena. Where is that? Laredo?
Say that again.
Sames Auto Arena. Sames, like if you said Sames. 10,000.
Sames Auto Arena. Directions. Starting point. Not going to say my address out loud.
Yeah, let's see.
It is, wow, very far away. I'm not going to that.
Wait, it's
3 hours and 36 minutes away. It's so far south.
Holy shit, that's crazy. It's like
it was past San Antonio.
It's close to, it's like basically Mexico.
Yeah.
It's literally on the border of Mexico.
Is it? Wow. No, yeah. Oh my god, yeah, it is. It's literally on the border.
That's so far from any part of Texas that I know about. This thing is literally,
it's almost on the southern tip of
the closest thing to it is San Antonio that I've heard of, and that looks to be hours away.
Yeah, Corpus Christi. It's probably like 2 hours away from San Antonio. That's crazy.
So how far is it to drive to Houston for you from Austin?
Like 3 hours.
This is probably 5 hour drive just from eyeballing it.
Yeah. From Austin?
Yeah.
It's saying 4 hours and 4 minutes.
Yep.
So yeah, that seems 4 hours. Right.
All right. Well,
huh? Well, not going to go see John
Cena.
What
the fuck goes on there? Like, that's where Raw is?
Laredo, man. It's a crazy time, apparently.
That's hilarious. It's crazy. Like, John Cena is going to fly there. Wait.
And his name is John Cena.
I might have had this wrong. Hold on.
Man, no, you gave me the arena, so.
But it's his Pechanga Arena tickets.
Topanga?
Hold on, here we go. No, that's for July 4th. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah, same. Laredo, Texas. That's where John Cena is flying into. Wow. Cool.
That's pretty crazy.
Being a wrestler is so wild. You go to, like, the most random places, you know? Anyway, so, look, I'm saying, look, AEW is still great, you know? It's still great, obviously. I still love AEW. But what is up with, like, so this tournament, they do this Battle Royal thing at the top, right? Mm-hmm. And I had enough of these Battle Royals that are, like, just do a Royal Rumble style. I the whole, like, this.
With the suits?
I had enough of, like, oh, this is how we do it.
And then the tag teams just coming together. It's
like, just do a Royal Rumble. Am I wrong? Like, just do a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I guess it takes up more time, right? Too much TV time. But they shouldn't be afraid of using the Royal Rumble format. WWE doesn't own the Royal Rumble format.
Right.
Right? Just like how they did, like, War Games, right? It's fine.
War Game. Yeah, they're doing Blood and Guts again.
And also, they got to bring back the World War III. I want the three rings, and I want to bring back the triple cage from Ready to Rumble. Oh, my God. Yo, so what I'm saying is, then Kyle O'Reilly wins, and he wrestles Moxley, and you're like, Kyle O'Reilly's nowhere near built up to beat John Moxley, right?
Yeah, nowhere.
Well, Kyle O'Reilly won that. You're like, all right. You know?
Well, yeah.
Like, this is for the AEW championship, you know?
Yeah.
He's a tag team member, right?
Yeah, I just didn't get that at all. I was like, what? Like, right? Make it somebody else, an underdog or something. Like,
maybe Samoa Joe.
Man. Yes. Yeah. Imagine if we had Samoa Joe versus Mox. Holy shit.
Samoa Joe is another guy who should be on this Forbidden Door pay-per-view. I mean, wait. What is officially laid out for this pay-per-view? I'll be honest.
Nothing.
Bryan Danielson, Zack Sabre Jr., I love that match. I'm very excited for it.
Oh, that's going to be sick.
It's great. It is a really fucking cool match because it is like, let's find out who's the most technical. It's like it's exactly that. It's two guys I never thought I would see wrestle. It's perfect.
And they're going to beat the shit out of each other too.
Here we go.
There's not much booked.
What do you see in the Wikipedia?
I'm not seeing anything. I Googled it before, and I really didn't see much book.
I keep it the Forbidden Door. I'm getting it.
The only thing is Moxley versus Tanahashi, really.
The Forbidden Door is a 2009 Indonesian psychological thriller.
I mean, we have to watch that, right? We should do a bonus
episode. Watch that instead. If this card doesn't get better, we're going to instead watch the movie Forbidden Door.
I love that idea. Is it available on streaming services? Can you check that right now? Let me know what streaming service is. I'll watch that fucking thing tonight.
Wait, this is so weird. I can't find it in Wikipedia, Forbidden Door.
Why are you looking up things on Wikipedia? Just Google it, and it will take you to
something. I do things the way I do it. All right, the only thing booked so far, found it on Wikipedia, is Tanahashi versus Moxley and the All-Atlantic Championship. So, Tula, explain to me this All-Atlantic title. What is this piece of shit?
The best is it has wrestlers that aren't from the Atlantic in it. And also on the title, it has, like, Japan, like, flag, like the Japan flag and then another flag on there, I think. So it's like it doesn't even make any sense. They got wrestlers that aren't even from that wrestle in, like, an Atlantic. Buddy Murphy's from freaking Australia. That's definitely not in the Atlantic. So I don't know. I don't know why Tony did this. I have
secondary championship to men's. The company announced the championship represents the AEW fans watching around the world in over 130 countries. To crown the inaugural champion, there'll be a 4 qualifying match. That we know. The creative promotion was unveiled. It was secondary championship, seemingly centering on countries around the Atlantic. It was creative. Jesus, this is just, I mean, okay, in the world of AEW, it's like that you have the All-Atlantic title, which is, I guess, going to be like their IC title?
No, that's more like their European title.
It's more like their European
title. Like US-European title, kind of.
Right, and so the US title, the Intercontinental title is the TNT?
Yeah, that's what I would say. TNT and TBS.
TNT, TBS, but... Okay, and then this one, I don't know. And then are they making the Trios Championship too?
I mean, that's the rumor.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a misfire. I mean, this is just a misfire. You don't need these titles because the whole company revolves around records. So it's like you can kind of be the All-Atlantic champion just by being like 7-2, right? You know what I mean? Right? Like, you know, so yeah. That's what's cool about AEW. So you don't need all these titles.
Yeah, it's not like the roster's that stacked where people are missing out on opportunities of being champion. Like, right. I think that's the Austin theory there, is that like, hey, relax. Like, it's okay that a lot of people aren't champions right now. But like, I mean, we're wasting a hell of a lot of time with Scorpio Sky as the champion. I mean, I'm assuming Wardlow's just going to beat the fucking shit out of him when he faces him eventually. But who's also in a 20-on-1 handicap match. You see that? At Road Rager.
I didn't see that. What is that? Here.
Wardlow is in the.
Let me hit Wikipedia. I'm just kidding.
I'm about to close my computer.
Scorpio's guy. Yeah. I mean, well, Wardlow is going to be like the next TNT champion, right?
Which is great.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I love the, by the way, so all right, things that are positive. I love this, the title, Scorpio Sky making the title like Lakers colors. I dig that.
That is cool.
That is cool. Obviously, I'm not a Lakers guy. I'm not into sports at all. But that color scheme is cool. And when I think of Scorpio Sky, I do think of L.A., especially as a guy. I used to watch him at bar wrestling and shit, like wrestle here out here in L.A., you know. So I do equate him with that. And he puts up some good matches, so you know I got no problem with that. Did you see Tay Conti and Sammy Guevara got engaged?
Yeah. That man bought 2 engagement rings in less than 10 months.
Is that true? Think about that. He was engaged right, like pretty.
It's like my base salary in a year.
He's a wealthy man, folks. He's a wealthy man. Now let me ask you, ROH. This is gonna make me sound like an asshole, but. Can you watch ROH on TV? Is it still on, like, Access?
No, they're not doing a TV show right now. I don't think they're doing anything right. Other than using AEW.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, when do they – is or is it just live shows? Like, where can I watch Samoa Joe defend that ROH title? Only on Dynamite?
Yeah, I believe so, unless they have their own pay-per-views and stuff, which they did when Tony first announced that he got AEW. Got ROH. I was there. WrestleMania weekend. So I'm assuming he's going to have it be its own show, which it needs to happen because they need to get wrestlers off AEW and doing it on some other platform, which should just be YouTube, if you ask me. People watch ROH on YouTube, no problem.
That'd be fine if it was just a YouTube show. I think that would
be great.
Yeah.
Everybody uses YouTube as a fucking TV provider anyway. They might as well fucking just put it on there. Not like that needs to be a televised show, and definitely doesn't need to be taking up AEW time.
Yeah. Well, I think that I think WWE, let's just jump back to WWE, is in a really interesting spot here. They have this Money in the Bank pay-per-view coming up. They don't have Cody anymore. We don't have Roman, right? So what although wait. Did you see this? Did I make this up? I think Riddle's wrestling Roman for the title.
At Money in the Bank?
Yeah, I think Riddle to challenge Roman Reigns in an undisputed Universal title match. Yeah, it's SmackDown this Friday. So Roman's
really?
Back Friday. Yeah. On the Drew Ted. Yeah. So Roman's back Friday, and he's going to wrestle Riddle. So that'll be a fucking sick match, no?
I think you want
to tune into Raw? Because they're clearly setting up for Randy Roman. They're going to go Randy Roman, right?
Ooh.
That's what they'll probably do at SummerSlam, right?
That makes sense, yeah, because Riddle doesn't, you know, win, or he, like, injures Riddle or something, and then Randy comes back.
And also, to be mentioned, is we shouldn't forget that Walter is now the IC champion.
Which is like
a great decision.
Very cool. You know, we mm-hmm. finally have an AC champ who was like, oh, that's a good spot for him, you know?
Yeah, they need to get that thing. They need to get the IC champ, IC title back on pay-per-views and with compelling storylines. And if there's someone that's going to do it, I think Vince loves Walter or Gunther, whatever you want to fucking call him. But yeah, I think it's great. I will say this. I think Seth should win the briefcase. I think he wins the briefcase.
I mean, he's on a major losing streak right now. So it's not a bad way to bring him back to life.
I think he holds it. I think he uses it to torment Cody, like deny Cody from getting like his first title opportunity, becoming champ, then give us that rematch at WrestleMania, you know? That would be the ultimate culmination. Cody can chill. Seth can win this briefcase. He can do his thing with just the briefcase. He doesn't have to wrestle until Cody comes back. Cody's going to challenge for the title. Seth fucking interrupts, steals that legacy opportunity away from Cody. And then they fucking have that match at Mania. You can even have Cody win the Rumble, gets the match against Seth. That way there's no way Seth can like deny him, you know?
That's cool.
It's all right there. It's all right there. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I think WWE is an interesting spot, though. They have to also really I wouldn't be surprised if they start elevating a guy like Walter pretty fast. You know, side note.
I think, I think it's happening. I think it's
some of these beasts need to be.
He looks incredible, too.
Has Roman confirmed any projects he's doing?
No, not that I know.
Yeah, so is he just taking a break to take a break, or?
I have no idea, dude.
Yeah, Roman. Oh, yeah, I forgot. What is Roman talent for shifting from WWE to Hollywood? Yeah. Let's see. Do we know anything here? So one is assumed Roman is right. Wow. Yeah, because he said Roman, I saw that clip. Orton was talking shit, and he's like, yeah, I'm sure he's got Dwayne Johnson's agent's number on speed dial. Roman will be in Hollywood. I'll still be here, you know? That's what Orton's all thing, you know? Oh, here is Karen Kelly. That's who said this. I want to dabble in and gain more experience. I want to use these tools that I've learned. WWE has done so right by me and has given me so much and placed so many great blessings and opportunities in front of me. I just had to capture them and grab that ball and run. He said this to Michael Kay. I'd like to think that along the way, I've picked up so many skills and experienced so many things that are going to help me. At the end of the day, we all know how this works. This is a young man's game. You can't fall down your whole life. You have to get to the point where you can transition. It can continue to connect.
You know,
wow. I don't know. I got
to
tell you.
Maybe Riddle beats him, and then Randy comes back to face Riddle. Then Randy wins, and then you get then Cody returns, so you get the Randy-Cody feud, you know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a good spot.
Yeah. Roman could be one of these guys. The problem with Roman Reigns is
he'll show up as number 30 at the Royal Rumble and win it. And then main event.
The problem with Roman Reigns switching to Hollywood, I'm saying, is he's not he's not charismatic, really. You know,
you got to give him time. It took The Rock, the Tooth Fairy, and like all this shit to fucking.
It took The Rock a long time to like find how he's gonna be, like transition into Hollywood, but he's always been like extremely charismatic and over, you know.
Yeah.
And Cena's always been like that too, you know. But you could find the right role for Roman, you know. I mean, it happened with Cena in Trainwreck, right? When he played Dolph Ziggler, they could find something for Roman, you know. I think it'd be interesting. Maybe they gave him some kind. The way you bring him in, I think you. Give him a movie with like Jason Momoa, right?
Yeah.
Just put those guys right next to each other. As some kind of thing. Like, I don't know.
Like Hawaiian PD or something like that.
What's Momoa's background? Is he also Samoan?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't actually know his background at all.
You're a Wikipedia. It's a Wikipedia detour.
Jason Momoa here. He's got a.
Disgusting. This has to be the most Wikipedia you've ever done.
I know. And part of it I blame on is Jason Momoa Samoan.
On your age?
In response to the DC security, he says he identifies with Samoan descent, making him Hawaiian to the core. I mean, that's what this says right here. And his Polynesian loves.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. So he's similar background. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, you make a movie, it's Roman, Momoa, and The Rock.
Boom.
And you just have the Hawaiian, just give them some kind of Hawaiian movie.
Yeah.
Dick, right? I didn't see this Black Adam trailer, did you?
No.
Me either. I don't know anything about Black Adam.
I think
Adam.
It's going to suck. I don't know anything about Black Adam, too. I just think it's going to suck.
I don't know anything about Black Adam either.
Maybe too much candy.
You did?
Here. I Uber Eats candy to my fucking house last night from CVS, and I placed an order like of like 7 things, and the CVS had none of the things I asked for.
What did you order?
Trolley sour crawlers.
Trulies?
Trolley.
All right, I'm watching Black Adam trailer. Let's see if this is gonna be good. All right. Ooh.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it'll be.
It looks like he gets put into like a Captain America style machine,
mm-hmm.
and it makes him jacked. It's Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
007?
Yeah. I actually auditioned for a movie where I would act with Pierce Brosnan. I didn't get it.
We know.
Oh, so it looks like. Okay. Ooh, this is cool. Yo, it's I'm watching this, but whenever I hear The Rock's voice, it's like you know, and like it's almost like it feels like watching myself or something, where it's like it's always a meta element. Like I it's not a bad thing. It's almost like part of his brand, but it's like, hey, that's The Rock, you know, because like I know I have such a personal relationship with him over these years, you know.
Well, Diamond Dallas Page like said something recently. He's like, you know, we have so much to thank him for. Like he and I sent that. Did you watch that clip or no? And he literally says what you've always been saying. It's like the biggest superstar in the world is a professional wrestler and doesn't get enough like recognition. Like,
I mean, I always say that. You know that.
I know.
And literally, my stand-up. Paid,
I know.
I was having a.
You could get DDP to retweet one of your clips or something.
I mean, this Black Adam trailer just whatever. This movie doesn't look that interesting to me. But it's fine. I'm kind of just over all the superhero shit. But yeah, you know, I'd rather him just wrestle. But fine. It looks kind of like a generic all those DC movies, whatever. I don't know what the story of that is, but whatever. He looks awesome. The Rock looks dope in it. But yeah, of course,
he always
if you
does.
Can dominate, if you can dominate pro wrestling at that high degree, it's so true. You can just do. You can do anything. Like Kevin Owens, like a guy like Kevin Owens, Kevin Owens can be great in a movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
This, you know, these guys, some of these guys would be so good. Bray Wyatt, I've always said,
mm-hmm.
you know, I bet Sami Zayn would be pretty funny in a movie in the right part, you know?
Jackass movie.
Yeah. It'd have to be in the Jackass movie. But anyway, we're 2 weeks from Forbidden Door to the day. We don't have a card. It's just, you know, it's interesting. When is Hell?
Money in the Bank right after it, pretty much. Yep, the next week, yeah. Right? So, I mean, we're back in the swing again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Feels like it happens once a month now.
We'll talk. Well, maybe after this Dynamite, everything will change. But as of now, there's definitely a lot of work to be done. We'll have a big Dynamite this week, you know?
Yeah, they need to start really getting into it. Otherwise, it's going to be fucking snooze fest 2022.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in pro wrestling right now. There's a lot going on, but it's a lot.
Very grateful for it.
Yeah, I love it. There's a lot of fun.
It needs a little bit more pizzazz, you know?
Things need to tune up, you know?
Yeah, we need to.
There's a lot of guys just coasting on the excitement of it all. And no one's really, except for MJF, you know?
You know, I would even go, you know, far as say is that, you know, if the train falls off the track, you know, you got to pick it up. Pick it up like that. You know?
I love that for you.
Thanks.
All right, let's make sure we record after Dynamite this week. You around Thursday?
Thursday I am around.
Let's do it. Make sure we do it.
Okay. And then we'll see if we still feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm interested to see it. All right, everybody. Let's get out of here. I'm hungry.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, you look tired.
Thanks, man.
Patreon.com/comedianwrestling. Everybody, Forbidden Door, let's see. Everybody,
yeah, you know what? You know where there's a where there isn't a forbidden door? Yeah. My ass, because you're about to eat it. Eat my ass.
Keep watching wrestling.
Eat my ass.